Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's your evening news for Wednesday, September 15th. The Northern Tornadoes Project says a team is in the area to investigate reported damage in Dungannon north of Goderich and Cargill north of Walkerton associated with yesterday's severe storms. Average home prices in Grey Bruce held steady in August as real estate market activity slowed. The Realtors Association of Grey Bruce Owen Sound says 325 homes sold in the area, a drop of nearly 19% compared to the same month in 2020. Home sales in the region in August were 5% below the five-year average. The average price of homes sold in August was just over $642,000, an increase of more than 36% year over year. In July, the average home price reached over $628,000. Active listings at the end of August were at the lowest levels for the month in more than three decades, with only 550 residential units available for sale. The latest poll by Nanos Research finds the Liberals and Conservatives in a close race for the home stretch of the election campaign. It says the Liberals sit at 30.5% support and the Conservatives at 31.2% support. The frontrunners are trailed by the NDP with 21.4%, the People's Party of Canada has 6.8%, followed by the Bloc Québécois with 6.2%, and the Green Party at 3.7% support. Among the many issues for the major federal political parties to address is availability and affordability of housing for Canadians. David Oikel, the president of the Ontario Real Estate Association, is enthused about what he's seeing and hearing from the federal parties when it comes to housing.
I think on an individual basis, the ultimate test is fairness. And I think that on a fairness basis, people should be qualified on what they actually will pay, not some artificial rate.
Oikel endorses a lessening of the stress test regulations for home buyers, especially first-time buyers, along with an ownership registry that will prevent money laundering through real estate. Huron Shores Hospice is getting a $25,000 donation from Bruce Power in support of its virtual campaign. The donation comes ahead of the Hope for Hospice 2.0 Un-Gala Gala event tomorrow. The online event is aiming to raise $150,000 and there will also be a silent auction. Hospice co-chair Cheryl Cottrell says they are grateful for the continued support of Bruce Power and welcome their partnership in creating a world where end of life receives the same beauty, care, and respect as the beginning. More details on the event can be found on the Huron Shores Hospice website. The 2021 Kidney Walk is set for September 26th. Tracy Babineau, the Fund Development Officer, will be overseeing five walks, including one in Owen Sound. Babineau confirms the event will once again be virtual.
The opening ceremonies will contain videos from across the province, so it actually makes you feel more connected to other kidney patients. They shared their stories and their triumphs. It was a wonderful atmosphere.
The goal for the Owen Sound Kidney Walk is $6,000. In sports in Major League Baseball, the Jays beat the Tampa Bay Rays 6-3 this afternoon. Next action for the Jays is Friday when they open a three-game series against the Minnesota Twins. A busy night in Major League Soccer this evening includes Montreal at Orlando City. Last night, Toronto FC lost their sixth in a row as they were blanked 1-0 by Miami. Toronto will meet Nashville on Saturday. In Provincial Junior Hockey League exhibition, the Goderich Flyers visit the Kincardine Bulldogs. Game time is 8 at the Davidson Center. You can find more sports at the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.